Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Check us out and you will know our fruit. Now I'm going to show you some things on social media platforms, but you got to go online. Okay. Sons of Liberty Media.com, top left side of the page. Go to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page. Subscribe to the live feed. Or we're on the front of Sons of Liberty Media.com, top left side of the page as well. Or Before It's News.com, top left side of the page. Before It's News.com, top left side of the page. Okay? If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, Acts 4:12. We hold to the Word of God and to the Constitution. That's who we are. Hey, folks, to act otherwise is who we are not. This is who we are. Read your founding documents. I want you to listen to this. 47% of those that anchor the news in this country believe that adultery is okay. That's against the law in this country. The laws have not been enforced since 1944. Okay? 76% of those that anchor the news, they see nothing wrong with homosexuality. In every state of our union, it is against the law. Look at state statute and prove me otherwise. 90% of those that anchor the news see nothing wrong with murdering an innocent baby. It sounds kind of conspiratorial, doesn't it? It sounds like they're being a little biased as to who they hire, as to who they want to give the position to anchor their propaganda concerning the CIA, doesn't it? Oh, it absolutely is. 90% of those that anchor the news see nothing wrong with murdering an innocent baby. And isn't it interesting, the only people that combat pro-lifers are those that have already been born. They're the ones advocating the murder of the innocent. Isn't that self-destructive at every step? Absolutely it is. And they're playing right into the hands of their master, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. 86% of those that anchor the news see that it's not their place to go to a local place of worship. Okay, 86%. Don't tell me this isn't biased. Don't tell me the CIA and the useful idiots aren't sought out concerning a purposed, debased, reprobate attitude or character in those that they're seeking out to put in that position. Richard Salent said, he's the former president of the CBS News, he said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. This is the mainstream media. That was in 1914 to 1933. Walter Cronkite said, news reporters are on purpose certainly liberal and left of center. There's no such thing. We're ruled by law. Folks, we are a constitutional republic. Article 4, Section 4, U.S. Constitution. Herman Dismore said back in 1950, the New York Times is deliberately pitched to a lawless point of view. Isn't that interesting? Isn't, and these are the people that are telling you what's right and what's wrong. These are the ones that are playing the arbiters to decide the differences of what right and wrong is. This is insane. What is their truth premised upon or predicated upon, friends? Their opinion. And nobody needs their reprobate opinion. That means they're unable, without the Holy Ghost, to discern right from wrong. Here is Richard Cohan, senior producer of CBS Political News. Listen to what he said. This guy's still shooting his mouth off. He said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. This is the mainstream media, friends. Richard Cohan, senior producer of CBS Political News, a senior useful idiot, might I add, he said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. See, if the American people understood that they were the law, they would have sued those in the mainstream media long ago for their crimes and, well, advocating the subversiveness to our system of government in this country. Fox News, we all have heard of this. We report, you decide. It should rightly be said, we decide on what we report. Oh, how true that is. As a matter of fact, the number two owner of Fox News, his name is Prince Al-Walid bin Talal. Does that help you understand what's going on here in this country? He said, a strong American government is not good for us, said the foreigner. Oh, my goodness. Isn't this crazy? Amber Lyne, you guys all remember her. She was an award-winning journalist who worked for CNN, and she's the one that told us that she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to criminal Barack Hussein Obama's administration. This is back in the 2000s, friends. Isn't this insane? Amber Lyon told us CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content. That's illegal, friends. Either you're going to be ruled by law or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Robert Winthrop said you're either going to be ruled by a power from within or a power from without. You're either going to be ruled by the word of God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. Apparently, the American people are daring the justice of God and testing their own fate to see if the Lord really means what he says. Oh, I can guarantee you he means what he says. As a matter of fact, when you look at history, look at HIS the dash, then story. It's his story, friends, not man's. Okay? Just want to make clear on that as well. I want you to listen carefully to this, and then I'm going to bring you up to par as to what's going on with Alex Jones and the useful idiots that are attacking him. Regardless of what he did was right or wrong, it's not even my point. The point is you have a bunch of useful idiots attacking an individual that's seeking answers for Sandy Hook. And what's interesting about all of it, they have the audacity to call Alex Jones a conspiracy theorist. Oh, my goodness, friends. You got to pay attention to this one. Remember Dr. Udo Ufkat, German editor, said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. Taught to lie, to betray the people, not to tell the truth to the public. The CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. I got to hit this, friends. It's important that I do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. It's absolutely astounding what's going on online, friends. You got to go online and pay attention to our live feed. By the way, we just caught wind, for those that didn't know, that there's an attorney general going after Facebook and Twitter concerning collusion between them, big tech companies, and Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and your government. So there's a lot of stuff going on in this country, and I don't want to sit here and suggest that you didn't already know, because most did. The problem is they just did nothing about it when they seen it, and they left it up to guys like me to actually go out there and deal with the problems that they themselves take no responsibility in writing. So anyways, with that said, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, beforeitsnews.com, we're up on the top left side of the page over there as well. And I'm going to get right back to what I was just talking about, because I need to just nail this for what it is. The entire mainstream media is totally fake. Dr. Udo Ulfkott, German editor, who repented, he came out and he wrote a book. He said that journalists, as you know them to be, are taught to lie, to betray the people, not to tell the truth to the public. Okay. The CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. We highlighted Operation Mockingbird this week. And it's an expose on the CIA's infiltration of not just the mainstream media, but also the news and also movies across the country and across the world. Okay. And it's not good. There's a reason that Truman called them the American version of the Gestapo, because they act just like them. Okay? The former CIA director, William Casey, said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believes is false." I'm here to tell you one more time, friends, before we start rolling out here, that the government colluding with the mainstream media controlling the narrative, protecting themselves concerning their crimes, having the useful idiots cover them up in their conspiracies against the American people is not legal in any sense of the word. By the way, when you look in the Word of God, the Word of God tells us that it is infallible. His word will not fail. The Bible tells us that the Lord is not a man that he should lie. 10 different times the Word of God brings up conspiracy. And it's interesting, today we have the mainstream media calling Alex Jones a conspiracy theorist. Oh, okay, just let us premise and predicate this conversation on what I just said right there. Now, I need you to see the responsible party for those that are creating a narrative that would be found fraudulent, pure propaganda, creating war, lies, covering scandals, the list goes on, creating scandals, and again, the list goes on. I want you to see what the mainstream media is responsible for. I want to take you back to the 90s really quick. Do you guys all remember Rodney King? Do you guys all remember how the mainstream media and corrupt politicians tried to create a civil war by pitting black people against white people? Don't fall for it. It's not happening. No matter how hard they're trying here, friends, it's failing all across the United States of America. I can tell you that right now because of my meetings. There's black people, there's yellow people, there's purple people, there's aliens. You get the point. I'm having fun. But they all understand that we all bleed the same color, Acts 17:26. But going back to the 90s, when Rodney King was found, you know what? I'm just going to let you see this because this is almost unthinkable. But again, what I want to show you is the responsible party for who was attempting to create the domestic insurrection, and they did to a certain degree. And they did to a certain degree. But who did they blame? Were they ever sued for their fraud? Were they ever sued for withholding information that needed to be given to the American people? Absolutely not. At the end of the day, Rodney King won a massive amount of money, right? When in fact, if the people were paying attention to what was going on, well, that's where I'm going to stop right there. And I, again, want you to see for yourself the Rodney King case and the cover-up by the mainstream media. Check this out.
The mainstream media continues to portray the arrest of Rodney King as a gang of racist police beating a black victim.
It began, as we remember, after white policemen were seen on videotape beating a black man named Rodney King.
Four white police officers in the beating of black motorist Rodney King.
You all remember this?
Captured by chance on home video, the arrest quickly became a national sensation. In the months that followed, the establishment media hyped this local event to the point that many Americans considered it to represent police behavior nationwide.
This could be any one of 20 major cities or more in the country. It's a time bomb that's ticking under the foundations of America's major cities and under our country itself.
To curb police brutality across the nation.
The verdict of not guilty for King's arresting officers served as the match that lit the fuse.
This is what the mainstream media was responsible for. Now pay attention to the details.
Instantly, the media implied that the jury was a bunch of redneck racists.
We do have a society which is still racist.
A mostly white jury in rural Simi Valley cannot have any appreciation of what black people in South Central Los Angeles go through when dealing with the Los Angeles Police Department.
There the man was on the ground, covering up toward the end, being beaten to insensitivity, and this all-white jury decided that the police were the good guys.
Yet the testimony of 58 witnesses and over 200 exhibits presented at the trial revealed to the jury much of what the media kept hidden. King attracted highway patrol attention because he was driving recklessly at speeds of up to 115 miles per hour.
Okay, so wait a second. So King was driving recklessly he was driving 115 miles an hour throughout the city. I didn't hear about that through the mainstream media, did you? No, neither did I.
His arrest culminated an 8-mile chase.
An 8-mile chase. Did you hear by that by the mainstream media? Absolutely not. Didn't hear a word about that. Listen to this one.
In which he cut across numerous lanes of expressway traffic and ran red lights. King was a convicted felon out on parole for armed robbery.
Okay, so King was a convicted felon out on parole for armed robbery. Did anybody hear that in the mainstream media? No. Of course, this was all the information that was withheld to create domestic insurrection.
There were two other black passengers in King's car, but they cooperated with the officers.
So there was two other black individuals in the car with Rodney King, and they had no harm brought to them because they were cooperating with police. Did you hear about that from the mainstream media? No, neither did I.
And later released without incident.
Wow.
King was under the influence of drugs and alcohol.
Did anybody hear that King was under the influence of drugs and alcohol? No, I didn't hear that from the mainstream media neither, folks. And I'm not playing stupid. But this is how you get your information on a daily basis by the same people. Were they held responsible for what took place there? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But the American people were not given all the facts, were they? Oh, just wait a second, friends.
King initially ignored police orders to step out of the car.
Ignored the police.
When he did come out, he began acting erratically, dancing around. Then he shook his backside in a lewd gesture at a female police officer.
Did you hear about
that? Ignoring officers' demands to get down on the ground, King was tackled by four officers. He rose up and threw off the officers. An officer attempted...
King rose up and threw off the officers. He was drinking and he was on drugs. Did you hear that from the mainstream media concerning Rodney King? Absolutely not. These were all the facts that were withheld from the American people to create the domestic insurrection that the politicians and the mainstream media were responsible for creating. Okay, let's keep going here.
...to subdue King with a stun gun. But even the taser darts fired at King failed to keep this out-of-control 260-pound man down.
260 pounds, King was. The taser gun was completely ineffective. And what was the film that the American people seen playing out by the mainstream media thousands and thousands of times the weeks following? Who is creating the issue, friends? The mainstream media with the orders of special interests and politicians in government. Okay, let's keep going here. It gets better.
At this point, the arrest was recorded on home video.
Yep, and this was the film, by the way. What I'm going to show you on the other side, or what you're going to hear on the other side, as we continuously narrate this situation with Rodney King from the 90s, it's interesting how the tape was edited only to show you the police being aggressive towards King rather than the other way around. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Senate parliamentarian says Democrats' plan to curb drug prices must be removed from a wide-ranging bill called the Inflation Reduction Act. The chamber's nonpartisan rules arbiter says language imposing hefty fines on drug makers that boost prices beyond inflation in the private insurance market must be taken out. Other than that, everything else in the bill stays, like giving Medicare the power to negotiate what it pays for prescription meds and a fee on excess emissions on methane. Democrats will have to fight off amendments from Republicans. Those amendments were designed to derail the measure that this week gained the support of West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Taiwan officials say that China's military drills appear to be simulating an attack on the self-ruled island following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit. This is USA Radio News. Israeli airstrikes have destroyed homes in Gaza as rockets sent to southern Israel persisted, raising fears of escalation in a conflict that has claimed 15 lives so far. It began with Israel killing a senior commander of Hamas in a wave of airstrikes that Israel said were meant to prevent an imminent attack. Hamas appears to be on the sidelines, keeping its intensity somewhat contained. In Europe, Russian forces began to assault two key cities in the eastern Donetsk region of Ukraine. They also kept up rocket and shelling attacks on other cities in the country, including one near the largest nuclear power plant on the continent. The two cities have been considered key targets of Russia's ongoing offensive in the eastern part of Ukraine. The 12-year-old boy in the middle of a legal battle in the UK died Saturday after doctors ended life-sustaining treatments his family fought to continue. British courts also rejected a request to move the boy to a hospice, saying it wasn't in the child's best interest. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Okay, let's get back to this, folks. And what we're going to get back to is the fact that the mainstream media is zeroing in on the likes of Alex Jones, calling him a conspiracy theorist. Yet the Word of God calls out conspiracy 10 times on my concordance. Okay? Conspiracies are very real. And when you do commentation on conspiracy, you'll find that kings used conspiracy when they wanted to overthrow someone else's rule. And they always had control from within to control the narrative. See, the American people where you're losing, you're allowing the mainstream media to drive the narrative. That's where you lost it, right there. Freedom of speech is to be a bulwark against tyranny. And what you've done is you've allowed them to create useful idiots that work for the tyrants. And they drive their narrative. Not the truth of the matter. And how many times we've exposed this on the show, Luke 12:2, I know not. But if you want to keep listening to it, you can keep listening to it. But what I want to do is I want to show you, as I have been showing you, the mainstream media that is calling anybody a conspiracy theorist. You might want to know a little bit about them, first and foremost, friends. Because again, it doesn't get any worse when it comes to hypocrisy than them. Matthew 23, verse 3. Let's go back to Rodney King and let's finish this out concerning the facts of that matter that we were not told by the mainstream media that created riots in the street of America. It was the mainstream media that pitted the whites against the blacks, and then they tried to paint the white people as the bad guys, namely these police officers that were, at the end of the day, vindicated. Okay? Let's go on here and check this out.
Like the jury, you were about to witness the first few seconds that the media carefully avoided broadcasting.
Censored.
King is seen rising up and charging one of the arresting officers.
King is rising up and charging the police officers. Did you see that on the mainstream media? Absolutely not. You did not. We never seen that.
The response of the officers is history. Although people may look at the same evidence and disagree with the verdict, the fact remains, the media withheld critical information from the American people in order to make the facts fit the story it wanted to tell.
That's right. It wanted to tell.
The story implies that local law enforcement is a failed institution and that radical changes are needed.
There's certainly nothing new about the drive to federalize control of local police.
Okay, so you get that one. Now, I want to show you another one, folks. That was in the 90s. Let me just take you up to more present situations. And folks, I could spend a month just exposing show after show of the lies and the frauds and the scandals of the mainstream media and their useful idiots, and how they have contrived stories, and stories they are, and theories they are, and they threw them on the American people as if to suggest what they were saying was true, when in fact nothing again could be further from the truth. I want you to check this out and pay attention to the details so you can understand perfectly as to how you're getting your information today, as the mainstream media's useful idiots are calling Alex Jones and the such conspiracy theorists. It just doesn't jive, does it, friends? No, it doesn't. Check this out. Are you outfoxed? We now live in a nation where the press destroys information in which its people receive in America. Most people already know that the media is bought and paid for from the top to the bottom. And of course, how couldn't it be when there are only six corporations worldwide that own the networks feeding the people globally all from the same source? I mean, just think about this, folks. They're all saying the same things at the same time.
Days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little.
These are
salty.
All different useful idiots saying the same thing across the country on the same day.
The campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
These again are all useful idiots reading the teleprompter saying the same things the same day across the country. Some networks such as CNN even went so far to just simply create the news, giving the impression that war was inevitable. They're creating war inside of a studio in America. They were acting under false pretenses as if to suggest that they were in Saudi Arabia. And one of their news journalists, one of their useful idiots, was an actor trying to play out that he was under attack. Now watch how they played this out. This is all staged by the mainstream media in America. Did they get sued for $45 million? I'm just curious. The way that Alex Jones is. Okay? And again, I'm not trying to say two wrongs make a right. I'm saying what's right is right, and we're going to hold to the right regardless. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But the fact of the matter is what we do is we have a bunch of useful idiots gathering up in all the major networks today attacking Alex Jones as a conspiracy theorist. That's all these people are, friends, are a bunch of theorists. They're creators of a narrative that is false. That's called propaganda. Let me show you. When in fact it was completely contrived.
It was almost exactly 2 hours ago when the sirens went off here in Saudi Arabia. Where we are in eastern Saudi Arabia, there was no problem.
He's not in Saudi Arabia. He's in America. He's in a studio, okay?
However, there was an intercept elsewhere near the
capital. This is how they sold it to the American people.
Videotape of that. You can take a look at right now.
The palm trees look fake. The lighting, folks, here, before I play the rest of this, it looks somewhat suspicious. And why is that? Because the palm trees look fake. The lighting looks staged. And the camera never pans anywhere to authenticate Jayco's location. And here's the deal. It looked fake because it was fake. Okay, it looked fake because it was fake.
But we're really not sure. All we know is that the air raid sirens have gone off.
All
the outgoing roar.
It's all staged.
One
This is how they create wars.
We can't tell where it was from where we are right now.
All staged.
As you can hear, the air raid sirens.
This is CNN, Communist Network News.
Anything, and frankly, this is what we can show you.
And they have been busted. How many times? How many times has CNN alone been busted for a false narrative, for creating and staging propaganda? How many times? And yet they're still there.
On television right now because of
the anchor was in Atlanta, friends. Just for the record, he was not in Saudi Arabia.
Military restrictions from both the
now watch the other useful idiot come in, the other actor come in and play along with her.
You need to take cover. I noticed that you've got your gas mask.
So here's the other useful idiot getting up on the CNN center in America while they're selling you that he's in Saudi Arabia, when in fact he was in Atlanta staging the whole thing in a studio. She gets up and she says, if you need to take cover, folks, they're actors. They're paid to lie, to not tell you the truth. Right? Here we go again.
In your hands. If you need to put it on, please do so. If you need to take cover, please do so. If you are able.
Now, this is Jocko in between takes, joking with his crew.
Look at this. Look at this.
Does it look like he's in Saudi Arabia, friends? Does it look like he's under attack? This is criminal. Americans, this is criminal.
Boy, that eye almost looks...
How many times, I ask, is James O'Keefe exposed from the inside out? These people telling on themselves.
From Saudi Arabia.
Okay, so here, just going back to my point here. So here's Jocko in Atlanta saying CNN reporting live from Saudi Arabia. This is the great downfall of America, allowing these actors and corrupt actors known as politicians to continuously set the narrative to stir up this continual warfare that no nation can endure, said James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America. But the American people sit back and they keep allowing them to do it. That's why they do it. How many times have these useful idiots been exposed? Oh, my goodness. Thousands of times. And yet today they're calling Alex Jones a conspiracy theorist? Oh my goodness. Hey, folks, mainstream media, concerning freedom of speech, they don't have a right to lie. They don't have a right to propagandize. They do not have a right to maliciously attack. How many times I have said, and I make an appeal even now, if I had an attorney that had enough internal fortitude to hold to the Constitution and the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights and go after every single one of those people that have continuously lied about me in this ministry, oh my goodness, folks. Oh my goodness. We'd put some of these networks out of business. The problem is the attorneys as well. I mean, let me just say this to you, attorneys, you useful idiots in politics and in the mainstream media. You have no idea what you're doing. You have no idea the past history of what happens to people such as yourself, along with those that you attempt to take down. You have no idea that we're all on the same boat, and yet you keep going on with your bad selves thinking that this is some game, when in fact it has nothing to do with playing a game. You're being used. And I've said it before and I'll say it again, and hopefully I can show it to you today. When I confronted an Antifa member, bottom of the barrel weakling, in Tennessee this last weekend, what are you going to do when they don't need you anymore? What are you going to do? And then all those that are calling the shots with all these useful idiots, what are you going to do when the people figure out who you are? Because Americans in this country already know who the bad guys are. The problem that we're having in this country is they just feel that someone else is going to take care for them. The fact of the matter is the bad guys are already doing that, and they're the wrong people taking care of the problem. That's why we're in trouble. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at Sons of Liberty Radio. We're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Okay, I'm lining this up, line upon line, precept upon precept. Folks, today we have useful idiots calling Alex Jones a conspiracy theorist. And I have spent the last 45 minutes on this show showing you how they are propagandizing and lying to the American people, creating narratives to, in the end, create war, both domestically and foreign, friends. And the fact of the matter is you got to put a stop to this lawfully because they do not have a lawful right in doing so. And to take it another step, you know, on the Sons of Liberty Radio, both morning show and the afternoon show, we have spent much time sharing with you all the censorship that's going on in this ministry. It's insane. Now, we're broadcasting into 157 cities. We just got picked up by another radio station this last week in Georgia and in Florida. They broadcast into both states. And in a lot of ways, that's our lifeline. This is why it's so important for you to get us out there. Because the social media platforms are continuously censoring those that they do not want the rest of us to hear. And what I'm talking about is the enemy to the state is the truth, and that's what we're going to hold to here, and they don't like it. Now, we do know that just recently, an attorney general from Louisiana, I believe, is taking to task Biden, Anthony Fauci, because there's collusion going on between the mainstream media and that of government and the mainstream, and I'm talking about not just... I'm thinking of the NIH, I'm thinking of Bill Gates, I'm thinking of the WHO, the CDC. They have been censoring anybody and everybody that dares speaks out against their agenda. As I said earlier, freedom of speech is the great bulwark against tyranny. If that goes, you're done. If that goes, you're done. Americans, you've allowed Facebook, you've allowed Twitter, you've allowed Instagram, you've allowed Google to censor those that are willing to tell you the truth. Let me ask you a question. Why? If you had the opportunity to sit at the table and to explain to your forefathers, you have 30 minutes to explain to your forefathers what it is that you've allowed to happen to your country, what is it that you would say? Because you're going to answer to God for all of that which you don't do and all of that which you do do. Okay? What would you say? There's no excuse. This is how the bad guys are winning the day, if they're winning anywhere. By you allowing them to censor your free speech. When Washington said, if you allow them to take away freedom of speech, he said, dumb you will be led like sheep to the slaughter. That's how important free speech is. And I'm not talking about subversive speech. Isn't it interesting? Those that are censoring our content here because they don't want you to hear my voice, they spent a lot of time doing it, friends, believe me. And there's no doubt they're monitoring our content. There is absolutely no doubt about it. This will all be proven in court one day. You can rest assured. But you need to understand that this is aimed at you. Okay? It may be aimed at me right now, but at the end of the day, it's aimed at you. Because if they can do it to us, they'll do it to you. And it's going to be a lot easier for them to do that. That's why we need your support in keeping us out there, friends. Okay? That's why we need your support in keeping us out there. We would have, for the record, 3 to 5, maybe 6 million followers right now on Facebook alone had we been left alone. There's no doubt about it. YouTube has pulled our platforms over and over and over again. It gets to a certain number and then they pull them. This is illegal in this country. And what I was going to say to you is, how is it that they are subversive advocating that which is illegal according to state statute throughout the United States of America, our union under God, Psalm 33, verse 12, right? How is it that they can be subversive to American government and yet call it free speech? See, this is how they're trying to create domestic insurrectionists. Creating domestic terrorists. They're trying to get you to believe that guys like me holding to the word in the Constitution are the bad guys when, in fact, they're the ones that are breaking the law. And I'm not moving by the grace of God. Ask Elijah on Mount Carmel, 1 Kings 18. He didn't run from the fight. He went to it. I want you to check this out. This is brand new information. And I'm going to keep highlighting this because what we're talking about right now is the useful idiots in the mainstream media are now calling Alex Jones, and I'm not here to defend Alex Jones. He's a big boy. He can do that all on his own, okay? I'm just making the point as to how they're all gathering together and attacking Alex Jones right now. Am I buying it? Not all of it. I'm paying attention to the details. I've got discerning of spirits. I understand by the Holy Ghost what's going on. But at the end of the day, what they're doing is they're attacking him, accusing him of the very things that they're guilty of 1,000 times over. And yet they're trying to make him an example. And isn't it interesting, the people that are even sitting on the courts are linked to what? The CPS, foster care, pedophile rings. So you have the fox sitting in, judging as to what's going on in the chicken coop, holding things together. This is insane. And it's also interesting that they're holding Alex Jones to fees of up to $45 million for what he has responsibly or irresponsibly have said about that of Sandy Hook lies. Hey, folks, there's a lot of questions around Sandy Hook. There always has been. I've listened to state troopers talk about the fraud that went on in Sandy Hook. I've heard it. I heard all the questions that people were asking, but we have every right in the world to ask questions because we're dealing with a media that doesn't know how to tell the truth. And they do what they do in promulgating lies because the American people fail to hold them accountable to the truth. But it's amazing to me that they're zeroing in on Alex. This could be a takedown of everybody, friends. It really could be. Many people think Alex Jones is a shill. He's going to have to answer for that. I'm not. We know that the guy's worth a lot of money. I can tell you right now, if you're really in it to tell the truth, you know, the first thing you have to do is understand that you're supposed to know the doctrine of Christ as you deny yourself and take up your cross and follow him. And I didn't see anywhere in the Word of God where we're promised the riches of the world in place of the glory of Christ. So there's a lot of questions about Alex Jones, too. There's no doubt about it. But the point that I'm making here, friends, is the mainstream media is attacking a guy that questioned Sandy Hook, another one of their lies, when they have had their fingerprints of lies and scandals and propaganda and even covering for conspirators. In fact, they have a long history of doing just that. That's why you can't believe a thing that these people say. Vanity Fair, and by the way, all the networks together on Q are attacking Jones. Okay, and again, I'm not here to advocate or to vindicate or to say he's guilty. That's not what I'm doing here. I'm just using the point that regardless of what this is, it's funny how they're zeroing in on a guy that questioned the narrative. And I know that he went a little bit further than that, but that's his deal, not mine. But you have the New York Timer, the Axios, Vanity Fair, Insider, CNN, AP, the New York Times, all zeroing in on Jones, calling him a conspiracy theorist, when in fact the ones that are reporting the news to you are the worst of, and they are guilty as H-E double hockey sticks when it comes to theories, because that's all they promote is a false narrative. And that is the truth of the matter. Now, what I want to do is I want to go over to this and show you this, because most people don't know this. I got you for 2 hours, by the way. We're coming up on the end of this hour. Did you know that Facebook, going back to prove the point one more time, going in a little bit deeper here, but Facebook alone, did you know that they're full of CIA agents, which should come as no surprise, and FBI agents? Matter of fact, Ben Swan did an investigation that finds that Meta, you know, Facebook's content policy, is being controlled, listen again, controlled by dozens of former CIA agents. Just 3 weeks ago when I left, friends, I posted a quote by Joseph Goebbels that the truth is the enemy to the state, which was posted back in 2017. You know what Facebook did? They banned me for another 51 days. And what they did is they said, you're guilty until proven innocent, and they don't care if you're innocent or not. They're just saying you're guilty, and they're leaving it there. I didn't know that that was a part of America jurisprudence. I thought that was against the law. See what I'm saying, folks? We're being assaulted on so many fronts, but this is one that matters to me the most. But what's interesting is a new investigation finds that Meta's Facebook's content policy is being controlled by former CIA agents. In fact, the report finds that it is harder to find someone who did not at one time work for the CIA than to find somebody that did. You are in trouble, Americans, if you don't put a stop to this front now. Yesterday. This has been going on way too long in this country, folks. It's time for the righteous to rise up in righteousness and be the law that God has called them to be in dealing with these corrupt individuals. Hour two coming up right on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm going to show you this audio, or this video, and I'm going to play some audio for you as well. And we're going to stay the course.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.